Alright, I just had to fart, so I went outside.
That's a good way to start the interview. Finn. Another podium.
Yeah.
Another week, another race. Give us a rundown. What happens once you guys cross the line? Like, from the end of your race run to now, what goes on?
So, end of my race run, Loic came down. He beat me by 0.2. I was a bit frustrated.
He was definitely mentioned that he was happy about that.
For sure he was happy about that. I feel like we're, like, really good. I feel like our friendship's better than it's ever been.
Yeah.
But the want to beat each other is also better than it's ever been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is interesting. But it doesn't seem to get in the way. Like, today I was third. But I'm pretty happy that, like, the two guys that beat me were Loic and Loris, which are both pretty crucial parts of my sort of growth through biking.
Yeah.
Since the race, I was pretty upset because I knew I had the pace today and I made that mistake in the rock garden. And, like, I was first at the first split, first at the second split, and then I made the big mistake and I ended up third. It was like, I'm second overall now, pretty stoked. Like, I'm in a good spot with the overall, I'm good spot with my riding. So I was like, kind of survived death there with the final jump as well as the rock garden. So I literally went straight into the VIP area and got a beer.
A beer, all right.
Down the beer. I rode the e-bike up to the podium. Yeah. I saw my mechanic, and then I sang the national anthem for the juniors because Canada was 1, 3, 4, 5 in juniors.
Yeah, you have some depth now.
Plus Gracie was still the overall leader. And so, you know, sort of Canadian juniors are on the way up right now. And then I went back to the pit after that, signed a bunch of shit, gave away a couple things, jersey, goggles, whatever. And then just drank, partied a little bit. Packed all my stuff for snowshoe, and then Loic and I rode down from the top together down the road.
On the road, so you didn't take at that point.
I'm wearing Birkenstocks.
You're like, not riding down one of the Maxi Avalanche track.
One of my favorite parts about Andorra is that you can ride down the road from the pits, and I listen to music and I just like enjoy the serenity. It's like a bit of serenity after like a busy day.
Yeah.
And today was like exactly the same. I did it yesterday. I did it the night before, and.
Probably the only time you're alone all weekend.
Yeah, basically. And now I'm here and I'll have a shower, we'll get dinner, and then we'll get on the beers and 2 weeks off before snowshoe.
What's your drink of choice? Is it beers or your cocktail guy?
I like beers. I like tequila soda. I like beer. I like light beer though. I drink Bud Light at home.
You're a bit of a frat boy, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit. And I like tequila. Tequila's my one.
Whoa, you like Bud Light and tequila.
Hammer tequila in the beginning,
yeah,
and then you just finish the night steady on Bud Lights, because Bud Lights you can drink like 10 and just consistently stay the same.
Yeah, well, not everyone can drink 10, but yeah.
I'm a bit of a solid, you know, Canadian. it's in our blood to be able to drink beers.
So what's the beer that sponsors? Kokanee, not Kokanee's.
Kokanee. Yeah, Kokanee's good too. Kokanee's Canadian.
Yeah, yeah.
And exactly. Lucky Lager is also a good one. That's like the Vancouver Island special.
Yeah.
So there's a few options. Bud Light's like just like generic and everyone has it, but if I could choose, I'd probably drink Lucky.
Now, going back to the splits, first, do you think, like, without riding on the pace to get those first splits, like, you know, I wouldn't say that's why your mistakes happened, but I mean, you got to ride like that and put everything on the edge and the risk, you know?
The difference between the track and practice and the track and race was like ridiculous. So it was like, in practice it was sick, I was like, yeah, every line goes, and then by the time the race came through, there's like ruts where you're like coming in and there's like a rock the size of my head in it, and I'm like, boom, front wheel off the rock, and like,
shit,
you're just riding so on the edge all the time. And it's not because the track is particularly hard, but it's like
changed,
there's so much shit going on, you have to be so like eyes open, prepared for whatever's coming. And I came into the rock garden, and to be honest, I think I just got like too confident because I was riding well at the top and I was like, I'm fucking on it. And I like was a bit delusional and thought I could just hammer the rock garden, no brakes. And
invincible.
Like, and then I like compressed too hard through that compression, turned the front wheel, and then like jackknifed into that turn. And at the finish, I just like never hit that fast in my race run. I was like, let's just see what happens. And I got pretty close to the barrier.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, that was like a junior move because we saw some big crashes in juniors.
Exactly. There. I don't think it's like it's not like one. It's, I wouldn't say that riding fast causes the mistakes. I feel like they're kind of mutually exclusive in the sense that, like, I was riding really fast and I got too confident with myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's something that I can learn. And, like, I just need to keep riding the way that I do and not try and, like, one up myself. At, like, because today in practice, I got to the bottom. I was like, I'm the fucking guy today. I'm like, I have this win.
But that's a good way to take practice versus armory, who hit the deck. And
yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, Omri crashed in such a weird spot, and I think like this track was like that. And it's like you had to take the time where you can take the time and accept that some spots are going to feel a little bit slow.
Oh, yeah.
And like this track is really difficult like that, and like you can see the times today were like all like not as fast as the juniors this morning.
So yeah, that was, you know, I was getting there.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not as like just barely faster than qualifying yesterday, which is interesting because
normally you gotta take off a favorite time.
And normally we smoke the juniors 4 seconds, whatever.
And you take off a lot of time from qualifying.
Exactly. And I think that had like, we rode the track this morning, and that's why this morning I think I felt like I was like the fucking best rider in the world, is because
your practice was like the juniors race run.
It was like perfect. I can't even, but they like raked the track. There was no wind. And it was like none of the rocks were on course. And then you came into finals. It's like none of the lines. You can't see. The dust is like this thick. Like rocks everywhere. And you're like, it is what it is. And
so how do you guys, like, it is so different and so much worse. How do you still manage to go that fast on a, I'm not going to say it's a blind track because you're taking the lines, but yeah, you're going to be catching some surprises.
I think it's the commitment level. Like, you're just like, you come out of the gate and you're ready to do it. And like, you know that you're capable of riding a certain speed, because like in practice, the whole goal for me is to ride each section really fast, like basically to the maximum capacity that I can, so that my race run, I know the limit for each section, except for the rock garden, obviously. But it's just like those things where it's like in Lenzerheide, I changed my line mid-race run. And it's like these things where it's like you have to be like looking down and up and like really looking ahead on the course. And it's like you make adjustments and it normally works out. But I think the scariest thing for me is like the big loose rocks that are in the course, because that isn't something that changes. That's just like, holy shit, there's a baby head. Yeah. I'm going to hit it and die.
Yeah.
And like not die, but have a big one. And this track, you can't really have a crash without it being a big one. So I think today was interesting, and it kind of showed like the results are all over the place. Like, you have some crazy people in the top 10, which is really cool, because it kind of gives more variety to the results rather than just like the same people all the time. But I think in snowshoe, the results will be a lot different.
Yeah, I would say quite a different track and dirt and dust and,
exactly,
and stuff. But also, there is a pocket of the same regulars doing well, it seems.
Yeah, it seems like mostly. I mean, Amari had such a big crash this morning, but without that, I'm sure he's in the top five.
Yeah, and you're... got 666 points in second, creeping up it.
Number of the beast, man. Yeah, I don't know.
Beast mode in West Virginia.
Yeah, I think so. I like that
now that you're in second, are you pushing for a series title, or do you like
one race at a time?
One race.
It's always one race at a time. Even this weekend, I like my whole goal coming here was like, I was only 50 points out of second, and I was like, I'm taking second overall. I want my, because after the first race, I was number two. And I was like, I want my number two plate back.
Yeah. And do you think Loic's got different agenda? Like, he's obviously...
I think he's out to win races now, and he's going to try and win Leger, because he's at 400 points, and that's, like, 400 behind Amari and 250 behind me. And, like, it's a lot of points, so I feel like...
But he's got to be thinking about Leger.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Worlds is the goal. And I think that race wins and Worlds, and it's a different agenda, but it's race by race, because if you, like, you have an overarching goal, but if you're focusing on the overall and you're focusing on everything else that goes on, you're not going to be able to ride the way you want to ride, and that's just, I feel like every rider would say the same thing.
Two races on this bike, how do you think, how much faster do you think it is than your old bike?
I've ridden 15 days on this new bike total.
Yeah.
And I have the speed to win a World Cup almost every weekend now.
If I don't
fuck it up like I did today. And with the old bike, we had 5 years to get to that point.
Huh.
So you tell me.
Well, I mean, you're also evolving, not just...
For sure, but, you know, it is what it is. And I think next year, we'll see. We'll do a lot of testing this off season with Olin's and Specialized and everything, developing the bike. But next year, I think it's going to be a show.
All right. And to see Aaron Gwynn. Have you ever stood on a podium with Aaron Gwynn before?
I'm not sure. There's this thing with Gwynn where people are like, oh, Gwynn's done. It's the same as Menard. It's like, Menard's done, Gwynn's done, blah, 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 blah. It's like, those guys are not done until they call it quits.
Yeah.
You can't lose that ability that they've had in the past. Like, 20 World Cup wins, 22 World Cup wins. Like, you don't lose that. And, like, Gwynn showed that today. It's like, I mean, these conditions are super difficult. And he's just, like, rock solid all weekend.
Yeah.
And I think that going to snowshoe an American race, he's going to be on fire, so we'll have to be careful of that.
Be careful. That's exactly what
you don't want to. You don't want to poke the bear and have him show up like 2017 or 2011 or whatever. You know.
All right, man. Good chatting. And yeah, what do you do in the next week off? Do you go home before West Virginia, or do you stay here and then go straight to West Virginia?
Stay here for 4 days, and then we fly to West Virginia on Thursday.
All right.
And then we do West Virginia, Mount St. Anne, and then I finally get to go home for like 5 days.
Will you catch the end of Crankworks?
I'm going to race the A-line, and I'm going to do the whip-off, and that's it. And then I'll just get chill, go home, see my family.
You and Jackson can make some bets on the whip-off. Both winners in the past on the whip-offs.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think I'm going to try that hard, but maybe. We'll see. He's good, man. This kid is
yeah, he's really
good.
All right. Nice one.